Got ourselves a rainy day today, no doubt about that. And it also looks like we've got a lot more on the way and potential flooding. So we put in a call to our friends over at the National Weather Service office there on Woodley Island. And we got Brad Chabanneau with us right now to tell us a little bit more about what's coming. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So far, the rain seems pretty mellow. There seems to be a little bit more wind than rain, but I expect we're getting a little more than what we got now.
Yeah, we're kind of in a little bit of a break of the rain right now. You know, we're expecting a lot more of it tonight and tomorrow. And the wind should die down a little bit too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit gusty right now, but you know that should die out a little bit this afternoon. Unfortunately, though, that's not the end of it. You know, we could get some more wind, tomorrow and Friday as well. So we're certainly not, even though it seems a little quieter right now, we're certainly not out of the woods yet.
So taking a look at the river forecast, it looks like Eel River at Fernbridge is expected to go about a foot and a third past flood stage. So that means there's got to be a lot more rain coming, right?
Yeah. Right now, just between the rest of the day today and tonight and Thursday, we're expecting another 2 to 4 inches in the Eel River Basin.
Wow.
And that's not it either. You know, through by the end of the weekend, we'll probably see a total of about 3 to 6 in the basin. So we've still got quite a bit more on the way. And because of that, you know, by tomorrow, probably late in the afternoon, early evening, the river will probably get close to, if not slightly above flood stage and remain there probably through, the next morning, early the next morning. Mm-hmm. So, there's quite a bit more on the way and could cause some flooding down in the Eel River Delta there.
And I imagine some of the low-lying areas and, as well, we'll probably see some flooding.
Yeah, probably a lot of ponding on roadways, mm-hmm. a lot of swollen creeks and streams, and a lot of kind of nuisance flooding. You know, we're not expecting anything real major with this storm, certainly some kind of nuisance flooding throughout the area. We've got a little bit of snow melt, too, that's probably going to contribute at least some. You know, it'll be a minor contribution, but it'll add a little bit of extra runoff to the rain. So
yeah, there is snow up in the hills. It's not a ton. It's not going to be like what happened in 64.
Right. No. Far cry from that.
Yeah. That added to the flooding substantially was all that snowpack. But there's a little bit of snow, not too bad. But a pretty wet and juicy one. Now, you're calling it nuisance flooding, and I guess that's kind of what it would be, because I've been here working in Ferndale long enough to know that it really doesn't close Highway 211 until it gets to about 23 feet or so, and it's going to be about 21.3 is what the prediction is at this point. So while it will technically be going over the banks, it'll just be kind of getting the fields a little bit wet at this point.
Right. That's more or less what we're expecting. I would not expect, a real major flood event, with this type of rain. There's still a little bit of uncertainty, but right now we're not expecting anything more than just kind of nuisance issues in the Delta there. Not something that, the area hasn't seen before, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And I was looking at the river flood maps. Aside from Eel River at Fernbridge, it looks like the Navarro River at Navarro looks like it's going to hit flood, and Russian River in Guerneville looks like it's going to get past flood as well.
Right. Yeah, the both of those rivers, are forecast to go well above flood stage. Specifically for the Navarro, when the river floods there, it tends to close Highway 128 mm-hmm. at the junction with Highway 1 there. That happens on a fairly regular basis, at levels well below what the river's forecast to be at. So I would, I'd say it's highly likely that there will be impacts to Highway 128 there. And another one, too, you mentioned the Russian River at Guerneville. The Russian River at Hopland, too, will probably see water over 175 as well. So that'll be another little trouble spot to keep an eye out for.
Okay, good to know about that one. But just curious, we mentioned this a little bit off air, but I'm just curious where we are with our rain totals this year. I know we were a little bit behind. Are we still there?
Yeah, we're still a little bit behind. Right now we're at 20.91 inches for the season in Eureka. That's here at the office. which is about 2.43 inches below normal. And right now in our forecast, we have another approximately 2.5 to 3 inches on the way by the end of the weekend. So we're kind of closing in on normal for the year. And we have a substantial snowpack, well above normal snowpack, in our local mountains and then even more down in the Sierras. So, you know, we're closing in on it. You know, we got off to a slow start, but we're certainly making up a lot of ground over the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, that's certainly good news. It's always good to get past the drought issues and just, move on with the rain. And, you know, this area is certainly prone to rain. We do get it, and that's always good when it doesn't come like all at once, and we get some serious flooding. I guess we'll deal with the nuisance flooding.
But, right.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Well, all right. Well, thank you much, Brad. Really appreciate it, and we'll just be prepared to get wet, I guess, over the next few days.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Definitely bring your umbrellas, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Brad Chobanow there at the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island.